Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shift Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello, it's Dr. Stephanie Stanfield, and welcome to, it is the 64th episode of Making Shifts Happen, where we're inspiring, informing, and motivating you to succeed with creating your optimal healing and improve your health and wellness along the way. For those of you who are joining us live here on Blog Talk Radio, it's great to have you with us. If you're joining us through a podcast on your smartphone, tablet, computer, or Wi-Fi radio, a very special welcome to you as well. These podcasts are designed to bring you leading-edge information about a variety of health topics. My team and I are dedicated to bringing you this important leading-edge information so you can learn about what you can do to improve your health and start living an increasingly purposeful life. We are here every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time. So plan on joining us each and every week. And for those of you who haven't found me before, I'd like to invite you to look at some of the archives. There are 64 of them now, and see if there are some that might interest you or might tickle your fancy here. I'd like to start today's show on gratitude. Bah humbug. With a quote from John Milton. And I'm going to get a little bit more serious than I usually get because I'd like for you to really hear what this quote has to tell you. Gratitude bestows reverence, allowing us to encounter everyday epiphanies, those transcendent moments of awe that change forever how we experience life and the world. Allowing us to encounter everyday epiphanies, those transcendent moments of awe that change forever how we experience life and the world. That's from John Milton. And one of the things that I find as I move through life and talk with various people and have different experiences is that we live in a fast-paced lifestyle. I'm not telling you anything new there. We have a lot of stress in our life. And people will often come to me for sessions and they'll say, I have so much stress, I don't know what to do. You talk about the four self-healing skills, belly breathing, drinking enough water, awareness, and living in the present moment. And I don't really know how to do any of those, and I really don't feel like I have the time to learn any of those. And I really do understand, when I first started my journey of everyday epiphanies and transformational experiences that forever have transformed my life, I thought, well, some of this was hokey. I was bah humbugging everything. And I really didn't understand what I was doing to myself. And I was the only one doing it to myself. And I understand that at deeper and deeper levels every day. And gratitude is one of the ways that I understand myself in new ways that I never quite understood before. So what is gratitude? Isn't it just, you know, kind of like woo-woo and just kind of fakey smile and thank you so much and I'm supposed to thank you, but, you know, I really don't feel grateful. I feel stressed and I feel upset that you didn't give to me what I wanted, and I feel that when this happens, then I'll be grateful, and when that happens, then I'll be grateful. And that's that anticipatory living we've discussed in previous episodes that keep you out of the present moment. Gratitude is actually one of the most powerful and empowering ways of coming into the present moment, because you really do have to be in the present moment to experience gratitude. I found a great gratitude quote, and I love this because this focuses on the flow in our lives and how we can be in one place and then, like 10 seconds later, be in an entirely different place. And Kristen Armstrong says, "When we focus on our gratitude, the tide of disappointment goes out and the tide of love comes rushing in." I really like that dynamic of flow and movement. And when I do let go of something and I get into the present moment and I'm standing on the beach with the waves washing over my feet, the tide of disappointment just flowing out and the tide of love flowing back in. And this is really on a heart-centered chakra energy movement dynamic of flow and being in the flow of the universe, or the flow of source energy. So what is that telling us? What does it take to be gratitude? And I use the word be there pretty purposefully. What does it take to be gratitude? Well, when I am being something, I am actually in the present moment, in the active state of that. So I can be love, I can be gratitude, I can be compassion, I can be empathy, I can be many of these things. And so what does it take to be gratitude? Well, let's talk a little bit about the difference between thankfulness and gratitude. For me, gratitude takes a more holistic and universal approach. If I'm just saying thank you to somebody, that to me is being polite. And I learned how to say thank you, even if sometimes I didn't mean thank you. And there will be times when I'll walk around saying thank you to people all day long, but I really am not being gratitude. I'm just saying thank you as a polite conversation in society. And I've noticed that when I am saying thank you and just having the experience of thanking people, that I'm not really feeling grateful. I'm not being gratitude. So what does it take to move me out of just saying thank you, like I've been trained to do, and be gratitude? Again, I have to understand being in the present moment and having full presence and experience of being in the present moment. So that coming into that present moment allows me to feel gratitude in all parts of who I am, in all aspects of self. And so the little things that I take for granted now become opportunities for being gratitude. And when I'm being gratitude, I'm in the present moment, so I know I'm healing. I'm very present to what's happening, so I know I have more possibility of it being gratitude. A lot of the times during the course of the day, I don't look around to be thankful. I don't look around to thank people or thank the universe or thank God or thank whatever. But I can find everyday small experiences that allow me to feel. And so another question that people have for me often is, what if I don't really feel gratitude? I just don't feel like I can fake it till I make it. There's nothing in my life that's going on. There's nothing in my life that I feel good about. There's nothing in my life to really experience the being of being gratitude. And my response and my reply is, actually, this is the time when you need to be gratitude the most. When you feel like there isn't any place of gratitude in your life, any place where you can be grateful, you can start really small you can start being grateful for. And I love Loretta LaRoche. She says, I wake up in the morning and I open my eyes and I say, I'm back. I keep thinking of that in the morning. I am so grateful when I wake up in the morning that I actually woke up, that I woke up looking forward to my day, that I woke up looking forward for opportunities that would come my way for which I could be grateful. And if the opportunities weren't coming or I wasn't seeing the opportunities, I could choose to be gratitude anyway because I manage my emotions. I'm emotionally intelligent. I have a high level of emotional IQ, and I know that if I'm not feeling it, I can be it, and then the feelings will follow, or I can feel it, and then the beingness of it will follow. And I've understood that and worked from that area for a very long time. And I don't follow the philosophy that nothing good has ever happened because I understand that good and bad is a judgment on my part, and it's a perception on my part. And so if I view something as really, really bad, that's how I experience it, and it's hard to feel gratitude or be gratitude when your perception and your mind and your thoughts are all piling in and avalanching all over you that says, this is really bad, this is a horrible thing. It's a challenge to step back and say, how can I be gratitude in the midst of all this horrible thing happening? And it takes practice, and it takes awareness, and it takes intention, and it takes a certain level of being close to the present moment so that you can get more in the present moment. So what are the immediate benefits of gratitude? Well, we'll talk a little bit more about those when we come back from the break. But some of the immediate benefits of gratitude is that it moves you into more balance between your sympathetic nervous system and your parasympathetic nervous system. And when you're highly ungrateful and you're in the polite thank you, you are of such a vibration that you may not see many of the opportunities that are there to be gratitude because you are so opposed to it and resistant to being gratitude. And it's a practice that you can begin right now with me before we take our break. So let's just settle in just for a second here. It won't take long. And belly breathe. And that means expanding your belly out on your in-breath and bringing your belly in on your out-breath. And breathe in to the count of 4, 2, 3, 4. And out to the count of 6, 3, 4, 5, 6. Close your eyes. Feel your body moving with each breath. Into the count of 4 and out to the count of 6. Now I'd like for you to just say, I be on the in-breath and gratitude on the out-breath. I be on the in-breath. Gratitude on the out-breath. And start being gratitude with your breath. You are here, you're breathing, you're present, and your body is cooperating with what you're asking it to do. There's a good place to start being gratitude right then. So, on the in-breath, I be. On the out-breath, gratitude. We're coming up on time for our commercial. I would like to remind you that the Calm Moms program and the free report is available to you. The audio that's a bonus with the Calm Moms free report is not available at this point in time. It may become available at the future. However, I appreciate you all of the you who have gone in and requested the free report, and I hope that even more of you come and take advantage of that important information that's right there in that free report for From Stress to Calm for Moms. We'll be right back after this break.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now. we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
So we're back. Thank you so much for staying with us through the commercial. And I'd like to talk about some of those immediate benefits of gratitude. Gratitude, according to William Wind, says, gratitude can transform common days into thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. I was driving down the road not too long ago, and I was challenging myself to find things for which to be gratitude, not be grateful, but to be gratitude. And it's kind of winter into early spring, so things are pretty brown, and it's not the most lovely landscape. There are other drivers on the road. Sometimes they pay attention, sometimes they don't. So driving down the road being gratitude was a little bit challenging. It wasn't as easy as I thought it would be, because usually I enjoy driving and I enjoy the beautiful area in which I live, and I be gratitude that my car is taking me where I need to go, and a lot of wonderful things happen to me while I am driving. However, recently I've encountered, I don't know if there are just more unattentive drivers on the road or not, but I have encountered more and more people that simply do not pay attention to their driving. They pull out in front of you. They're rude. They don't stop at stop signs. And I could take all of this personally, and I could arrive in a state of anxiety and angst. Excuse me, saying those crazy drivers. I don't know where they got their driver's license. Was it the school of this? Or, you know, just really being angry and upset about all of these other people who have been driving with less awareness than they should be driving with. And they're going merrily on their way. I'm the one that's carrying the negativity of their bad driving. They're not, I mean, at the school, in front of the school the other day, and there was a car that pulled in front of me and then stopped. And that's fine. I mean, we're by the school and everybody's going slowly, but this particular car did not have headlights or taillights. And this car had two children in the car with him, trying frantically to wave to him and let him know he didn't have any brake lights, because for me, the concern was with those children riding in the car. And he did not see me, or he chose to ignore me, one of the two, and he continued merrily along his way with two children in the car and no brake lights, braking furiously sometimes, and there was no opportunity for me to get out of my car and let him know. So at one point, I had to turn left, and he kept straight, so I let him go along his way. And I sat there a little bit upset about that. You know, how can he be in a car with no brake lights with children and putting them at risk? And he was turning onto a busy highway and those types of things. And I reminded myself, okay, I'm going to be gratitude right now. There didn't seem to be anything for which to be grateful. There didn't seem to be anything that I could do or say to myself that would help me feel better about the situation. So I did what we did right before the break. I took a nice, slow belly breath in. I am, and I let them out, gratitude. And I couldn't find anything about that situation for which to be grateful because my perspective was so fear-based. So I just sat with it and said, were they hurt in my presence? No. Do I know they're going to be hurt? No. Situation. Well, the truth of it is, I'm not responsible for that person in the car and their children. Even though I would love to have helped out, I was not given the opportunity. So am I going to let that color my whole day, or am I going to, and saying I should have, I would have, I could have, maybe this, maybe that, and just really spending my whole day in a place of regret and reliving the past, or being gratitude that I was gifted this wonderful opportunity in which I could not find anything for which I should feel grateful, but I could be gratitude anyway. Now, one of the things that a lot of people who are working with gratitude and working with programs that are based in being gratitude, they tell you to write a journal. And when I teach at the college, I do have my students every single day for which they are grateful, every single day. And they don't necessarily have to show me what they've written, but they do have to show me that they are keeping a journal. And at the very end of the class, I ask them, what did you notice in your journal that you know changed as a result of writing this journal? Not taking this class, but writing this journal. And almost 100% of them come back and say, it's easier and easier for me to find things every day for which to be grateful. Every day. I didn't have the habit before the journal. I may not keep the journal after class, but I can see that every day there was something in each day for which I could be gratitude. And I found that to be very important and very profound. When you're first learning a skill, one of the things that you must do, no matter what you're learning, is to practice that skill and notice how you're improving or how it's changing your life. So let's go back to this gratitude quote that says, gratitude bestows reverence, allowing us to encounter everyday epiphanies, those transcendent moments of awe that change forever how we experience life and the world. So the journal for me is an interesting exercise because we don't want to revisit the past, even the good times in the past, and hope to recreate them. But they can tell us of a journey of transcendent moments that filled us with awe and put us on an entirely different life path of being gratitude. So each of us is slightly individualized. I had a wonderful birthday lunch with five longtime, very dear friends today. And as we're all sitting there, we're all different ages, we all come from different backgrounds, we all have different life experiences, and each of us is unique. And we kept talking about how unique we were and how we may look the same because we're women and we live in the same town and we have some of the same experiences, but none of us are the same. None of us. And one of the comments was, I did not realize how controlling I was until I had an experience with one of my children. And now I am so grateful. And the experience healed our relationship instantaneously. So the experience of gratitude is healing. It's empowering. And each of us has a secret way of being grateful. Not necessarily secretive, but because we're unique and because we have our own ways of seeing ourselves, and it may not necessarily be the way the world sees us, certain secrets that each of us have to remind us to practice being gratitude. And they'll be different for each and every one of us. And they will be wonderful for each and every one of us. And they will be unique and appropriate. So John F. Kennedy came in with this quote, and I really liked this. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. So as we are sitting there having this beautiful lunch, enjoying each other's company, being grateful for the time together, and the word gratitude was mentioned several times in the luncheon, we all had such a beautiful, wonderful time together. And I really be gratitude for that lunch today. But it happened several hours ago. And now I am going to, in this radio show, being gratitude for the opportunity to have done 64 episodes, to be able to do one today, that the internet was working, that my phone was working, that I have such a beautiful, life-changing, transformative, awe-inspiring subject, such as being gratitude. And again, I appreciate and I am grateful for all of my listeners. I am grateful for this opportunity to do this radio show. I'm grateful for people who take a little piece of it and carry it with them for a little while, and their lives might get a little bit better as a result of something they've learned or started doing as a result of this show. That's really being gratitude. So I talked about the quote with which I'd like to end, again, the John F. Kennedy quote. What is a tool that I can use every day, one that I would hate to live without? Being gratitude. I have little gratitude notes around in my places of work and in my place of business to anchor me back into being gratitude if I step out of it for too long a period of time. Then what am I going to do for fun? This weekend I'm going to take a trip with one of my very dear friends, and we're going to go have some experiences together. And we're already talking about how grateful we are to have scheduled this trip, that we're going to be making it together, and how much fun we're going to have. And that's not living in the anticipation of it. That is being gratitude in this moment for having this experience in my calendar and knowing that we're going to have it in the future. That's all for today's show. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope to see you next week.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com and join us again next time.